And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We do this from time to time, and we've just got to ask, not in a shaming way, but why put it up? See,
why
now
put
you,
it up?
You scared me now.
Okay.
Let's go again. Why put it up?
If it's up.
From time to time,
yeah.
Every couple of months,
yeah.
You'll get someone that's inserted a bunch of stuff into themselves.
Some sort of phone charger arrangement, some sort of native wildlife.
Yes.
What else is there?
There's a
beverage container.
Yes, corkscrews.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you're into. But then have a plan, yeah?
Yeah.
Have an escape plan. That's what worries me. Like, if you're going to go, hey, I'm at point A, I want to get to point B. Don't get stuck in C and then
around D,
having to call E, emergency. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Have an escape plan. Okay, we're going to Japan for this one. 79-year-old guy.
Yep. Wow, okay.
Yeah. Cool, good on him.
Mm.
Anyway, he did something in which one medic described as the most extreme case they have ever seen.
Yeah.
So he's decided to go up.
Mm.
And I'm talking in the front.
In quadrant. The front.
In the front quadrant.
I thought you were going to say it was the ancient art of Bumagami.
I was not going to say that. This is
okay.
This is in the front. Okay.
This is Peen's Eye.
Peen's
instead
Eye.
Instead of Bond's Eye.
Exactly. He was looking at 2 meters of thin skipping rope and thought, why not?
What? No.
Why not?
God, no.
It didn't have handles.
Jesus, no.
So if you were thinking, what about the handle? You have to get over that hump first. It didn't have a handle. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
It doesn't. Believe it or not,
it
doesn't. Actually, it might make it slightly better. But
it might.
Still.
This is a risky sexual act known as sounding. I didn't know that's what it was called. Once again, we're not a kink-shaming show. We're into people's kinks, like whatever you're into.
Hey, just quickly, don't think about the logistics of it because you will vomit.
2 meters.
What?
I mean, you know me. I don't really know, but I know that's... Okay, so what happened is he just kept threading. Oh, there's a picture of it. There's a picture of it.
How do you get it? Yeah.
Oh,
do you know what's bad enough was the iPhone charger X-ray. That was bad enough. I don't want to see.
So, he originally attended the university's medical center saying, I've got a bit of burning when I wee. And they're like, why? And he's like, I don't know. So they're like, hey, let's investigate this. And he's like, yeah, no idea.
So, yeah.
No idea. Just come out and say it. I saw a skipping rope and thought, why not? No, the medics investigated it and they found, look, he just kept threading it up.
Mm.
All the way up into, he gave himself a catheter, really. And it got coiled, quote, coiled is the word that they
used. Of course it did. Where else
would
it go?
So they were like, all right, let's see how we go. Dun, dun, tried to come out.
Yeah.
Tried to pull it out.
Yeah.
No, it was caught on something. His insides. His bladder. And they were like, we cannot pull this out the way that it came. So we're going to have to cut you open and go into the bladder.
Oh, my goodness.
And then take it out from that end.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, God.
Why?
Can you imagine he had earrings when he went in, had earrings on, and every time they pulled it, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Oh, my God, can you just stop and just please leave me alone? And I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about things, right? And I tipped me right over the edge this morning. I got right to the. I was tipped. It was like, you know, when you put water in a cup or whatever, and it just sits right at the top there, and then one last little drip, and it all just comes flying.
That's the analogy my psychologist uses.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, which I find really helpful.
Hi, Tom Lewis, the final drip.
Yeah. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me.
Yeah. So glad you can admit it. There are other people on this station that can't.
Yeah.
Okay. So. had this situation this morning when I rolled into my work-funded car park, which is famously in Warren Ponds,
yeah,
and then I have to
walk
the rest of the distance into to Mirrabool Street here.
A little bit of exercise.
But I'm bloody lucky to have a work-subsidised car park, that's for sure.
You're right.
As I rolled up to the scanner, and this is not the first time it's happened, but it just, again, straw that breaks the camel's back, rolled up to the scanner to tap in, open the roller door, and what is sitting on the actual scanner on the wall?
Yeah.
Just a big spider.
Yeah.
Just a big black, not a huntsman, just a big fangy-looking, leggy-looking...
Black widow.
Spider thing.
God.
And I just look at it like, how badly do I want to park in my car park? Could I just go and park out the front of
work? Well, they were parked there first.
Well, yeah.
So what do you, know.
And I'm looking at it going, maybe I should get my camera out and take a photo for content. And then I realised I was driving an automobile and so I wouldn't touch my phone.
Very smart.
Good decision.
And then as I went to put it in park and turn off the engine to take the photo, it ran away. So.
Towards you?
But no, like it, we went and hid behind a little sign that is like right next to the... It's like, oh, God.
Do you know that it's gone behind that sign? It didn't, in the moment you glanced and put in park, did it jump into your car and somewhere
in
your vehicle?
They get in so easy and then they make a nest.
Remember that time there was spider webs on the dash in my car and I was going to abandon my car.
Yeah.
I was just never going back
to it. You need to bug bomb it.
All I'm saying is... When you're driving along, it could come down from your visor, your sun visor, at any stage. Mm.
This is because I'm making you go down to the waterfront again.
Yes.
Can we go on, please? Because this is not, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back because I've had so many run-ins with scary insects over the last, literally just the last week. And I get it, it's spring and they're all breeding and they're everywhere. So after Rangelong on Sunday, our run for Geelong, we went and had a kind of brunch at a cafe. My brother has just moved into Geelong with his fiance and my wife did the run.
Mm-hmm.
And we all went as a family.
Nice.
They're like, oh, cool. We've got some, kids texters drawing and colouring in and stuff. So you can bring that over to the table if you want. No worries. Bring it over to the table. Indy's there doing some colouring in. And I go to help her and grab a pencil out. And what comes flying out with it? Big black spider running around the cup thing.
So yeah, that would freak me out.
Kalia is the one with the instincts in the moment, grabs the cup and throws it on the floor. Then my bro jumps up, stomps on the spider.
Oh!
That's a fair response.
Yep. That's a fair response.
What did you do? Just sit there and go, oh!
Yeah. Ned Flanders it.
I threw myself over the child to protect her.
Oh, well done. Well
it goes on.
You use the child as a shield.
Friday night at my house. Mm-hmm. Carlia goes, we're going to bed. Actually, no, it was me that spotted it, but Carlia was wanting me to deal with it. So lying in bed, the wardrobe light is on, but not the bedroom light. I am ready to go to sleep, and then I look up, and on the wall on my side of the bed, crawling out from behind a picture frame.
Ah, they love the picture frames.
Big black spider.
Maybe it's your spirit animal, you know? Spirit insect.
It's the final one, right?
Another one.
Yes. Last week, I went to a local supermarket, right? I can't tell you which one.
Quotation mark. He just air quoted his local supermarket.
Because I can't tell you the name of it, okay?
Okay, all right.
And I brought my own bag.
Yes.
I then filled the bag with the things that I needed, right? And then I got to the register. And as the things were being passed through, I very quickly had to put things into the bag. But I can't tell you which supermarket it was.
You might have been a bit stressed.
Right? Mm. I go to open the bag that I've just taken everything out of and what comes crawling out but a big cockroach.
Oh. Yeah.
And I look at it and think, oh, my God! But I don't say that, obviously.
Yeah.
And what do? I turn the bag upside down, drop the cockroach on the floor, step on it. Now,
nice. That's a nice move.
Yeah,
so you're calmer with the cockroach.
Yeah. Right. And then I packed my bag. And that, I assume, was already in my bag because we get cockroaches in our garage, but also it could have been in the bananas. I don't know.
Okay. Mm.
Can you just stop, please?
Stop scaring me. Jump scares with insects.
Surprise insects is what I want to hear about this morning.
Nice.
Have you had any? So that's what, 5 stories in the last week?
Yeah.
And the one that's in your car at the moment.
No,
that's going to give you another surprise.
Cameron Ling.
Yes.
Lucy in St. Leonard's, when has a insect popped up and surprised you and maybe freaked you out a little bit?
Okay, so my little sister, she puts cups over spiders in the hallway. She doesn't move them, she just puts the cups over them.
Doesn't and she know ridiculous. The next step?
I don't know. She just leaves it there. So I will be walking down the hallway, half asleep, at like 8 o'clock at night, trying to go to the bathroom, and I'll knock over a cup, and they'll, like, a huge black spider will come out of it. And
Surprise!
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
A very happy to be down, walking to stand back a gun. Cameron Ling is on the way.
Begrudgingly, he has agreed to try and get his head on the telly because Sam Mack's doing the weather from the Geelong waterfront this morning
on
Sunrise.
He really pulled a loggy, didn't he? He just cracked it.
I'm not doing it. No, he didn't. He, to be fair, he was a good sport about it, but he also knows that contractually we can tell him
we
what
can
to do,
force so. Him to do whatever we want.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Lingy's still not back yet, and also I just ran to the toot during that second song and passed Benny Rogers in the hallway, and he said, oh, but he saw K-Rock on and Lingy on Sunrise. Yeah. Good job, Lingy. Now he gets to walk home in the rain.
So oh, no.
It's raining out there now. He was pretty happy to be out there in the first
we've
place.
Done him a solid, haven't
he
we?
May not come back.
Yeah, that's all right.
I did say at least he's got a K-Rock jacket to keep him dry.
Yeah, nice and warm. They're good jackets.
He's left his Lakers jumper here, which I'll be happy to...
No, I also want it. So.
Okay, well, you can have it. It smells like Lingy. Can I just say, if you are wondering what we're talking about with the jumpers, so on our socials this morning, you put up a video of Lingy when he rolled in because he was wearing a Lakers crew neck sweat, I guess is the way to describe it, and I'm wearing a Sixers crew neck sweat.
Yeah, they both kind of have that vintage look about them as
well. Yeah, a bit of like the distressed print.
Yes.
And I believe they're both bought from the same place.
Oh.
So anyway,
the
that's... No. Beckley Park.
Yeah.
Balenciaga tracksuit pants. Mm. No, so we did. We both managed to coordinate our outfits. So you can see our outfits on the stories on Instagram at the moment. What you will catch, though, if you freeze it at the right time, just for a split second, is a situation that I've had unfolding since I drove into work this morning and I got out of the car and I started walking from my work subsidised car park in Warm Ponds all the way into Mirrabooka Street. And I thought, I feel like it's a bit breezy. Am I getting a... Is it?
No. Oh, no. Have you split?
I've blown out me pants.
Oh, yes. Amazing. Show me.
So, can you see that?
It's
right in the crotch. It's right...
way worse than what I thought it was
going to be.
It's
in the crotchal region.
It's right. It almost looks like you have made that particularly because you're going to a festival and you don't want to waste time when you go to the toilet. You just want to be able to...
not Coachella, more like Crotchella. So
everyone's invited.
These are my favourite jeans, and I don't know when this has happened, but obviously it's not happened this morning.
Have you lunged?
No, I must
have. You know, sometimes when you go into your car and your jeans are tight, you have to get them above the knee a bit.
You have to hoik them up a bit.
You have to hoik them a little bit, or your rib. That is a classic crotch rip.
So is that... Do I have to do something about that or can I go about my day at least until I get home and change my pants? Or
I would appreciate it if you weren't commando and I could see everything that you had for dinner.
Mate, how do you know that's...
That's...
Oh. I'm not a piece of meat.
It's not that much of a piece of meat.
Come on now.
To write over about. That's
for sure. Lingy's here. G'day, Lingy.
Hi, Lingy.
Well done.
Wow, that was pretty cool.
Did it rain all the way back?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you poor thing. We didn't realise. Sorry.
Sorry, it took a little while. I was chatting to the guys from Goanna, just hanging out.
Oh, nice.
Goanna and Lingy, did you get a photo?
Not really.
Yep, good job.
But you did get K-Rock a full shout out from Sam Mack, so we appreciate that.
Yay. Are you guys finally happy?
Yeah, well done.
Yes, we're happy. And guess what? Kneel down and have a look under the desk at Tom's crotch.
Oh, do I really
want to? Yeah, seriously, just have a look see what I'm rocking this morning.
See what he's rocking. Can you see?
Ooh, that's a hole in the wrong spot.
Yeah, I've had that all morning. And I didn't even
wear
my good...
You missed out, I kicked him right in there.
I didn't even wear my good jock. So my question is, can I push on and work the rest of my day through to essentially lunchtime and then go home and change my pants? Or do
he
I
wants
have to
an
do
excuse
better?
To leave.
My biggest issue if I was you would be that spider that crept into your sun visor today, drops down while you're driving through that hole.
Antsy me pants.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.